This is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
Tonight's piece is a piece of creative nonfiction called Mermaid Child that I wrote for my friend Deborah Smouse's summer project, Summer Love Notes, which you can find at summerlovenotes.com. Mermaid Child. We all come from the sea, but we are not all of the sea. Those of us who are, we children of the tides, must return to it again and again, until the day we don't come back, leaving only that which was touched along the way. From the movie Chasing Mavericks. My first memories are of sea and sand and salt. When I was a baby, foghorns sang me lullabies, and my nightlight was provided by a 60,000 candle power fixed white light beamed from a tower and visible 15 miles out to sea. I could swim before I could walk, and before I was 7, I was an expert in swimming out just far enough to find the warm current, sweeping my arm to make jellyfish float away, and body surfing into shore without ending up rolling in white water. I flew in the water. I believed in mermaids. I'm pretty sure I was one. When I was 5, I was ripped away from seagulls and sandcastles and relocated to the middle of the country, where I traded my tail for feet and learned to walk on land. I learned that I could almost fly on a sled or bicycle, and I fell in love with ice skating on frozen ponds and watching Dracula-style lightning send its electric fingers to tickle the mountaintops. But every summer, I would go back to the beach, to the lunches that included chilled paper napkins wrapped around tuna sandwiches, to the old merfolk who had helped to raise me, to sweet corn and luscious tomatoes and put a hat on your scalp so it doesn't burn, to sun and sand and salt water. My moisturizer was Sea and Ski. The scent of Noxzema was my perfume. I would spend my days going from the beach to the pool to the cooling arc of the sprinklers keeping the lawn green to the beige bathtub in the pink-tiled bathroom that always smelled like Nina Ricci bath powder and the water that was always deep enough to cover my toes. I'm an August baby, born in the heat of summer, a fire sign who gravitates to water. Well, they do say that opposites attract. I am most creative, most musical, most interesting, most free, most open, most me when I'm immersed. Eventually, I began to shed my childhood. My mermaid tail disappeared, not all at once, but in bits and bobs, a scale here, a seashell there. I grew older. I started developing. I stopped arguing with gravity and flirting with surface tension. I lost the knack of riding waves. I stayed on solid ground. I was happy, but pieces of my heart and soul were parched. Fast forward a couple, few, decades. I'm still landlocked, but I've reclaimed my fins and shiny fish scales. I spend summer afternoons in the pool and winter evenings in a soaking tub full of aquatic-scented bubbles. I leave my hair in braids for days on end, and unwrap them to find a riot of curls, no perm required. I visit Mexico and learn to shuffle my feet beneath the water. I step on a ray, even so. Both of us are startled. Neither of us is injured. I take a boat out to see gray whales, and when I touch their suede-wrapped gelatin bodies, they blink their heavy-lashed eyes at me, and we recognize each other as kin. The foghorns sing their lullabies only in my imagination now. I walk on land. I sing in the shower. And I buy Noxzema just so I can open the blue glass jar and breathe in the scent of menthol and camphor. I still believe in mermaids. I'm pretty sure I am one. My tail is only visible when I'm in the bathtub, but my mermaid child self swims on. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike, International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and content information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. Coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.